All right, it is 2:32 p.m. on October 10th, 2021, and this is Basketball This Week, Done Quickly's preview of the Milwaukee Bucks. So the Bucks had an interesting offseason. Coming off a championship, they pretty wisely didn't change the team all that much. You know, if it's not a good sign when a title team radically overhauls their team, which is funny when making this the same podcast after making the Lakers podcast 5 minutes earlier. But anyway, yeah, you don't want a title team to change too much, and they didn't. They did lose PJ Tucker, which is, you know, he wasn't that great for them last year. But he is a player that they paid a lot to get. So losing him isn't exactly without consequence, because they paid a lot to get him. So that part kind of sucks. But he wasn't that great for them. So it's a loss they can stomach, especially with Bobby Portis emerging. They did manage to sign George Hill and Rodney Hood, who are two players who probably shouldn't play together if you remember them in Cleveland. But as individuals, they are definitely good players, and are the type of dudes who I think will fit in this Milwaukee system. And they also added Semi Ojeleye, who is pretty famous for playing on the Celtics. I think that's what he's famous for. He's not that good, but he's a player who has some potential to be good. He's not that good right now, but I like where he can become. I think this is a good fit for a team who looked pretty thin when Giannis didn't play. I think Semi is a good player to have when he's there. So yeah, I like what the Bucks did a lot. Even losing PJ, I really like what they did as a team that's defending their title. And funny enough, in the preseason, I'm gonna go for this. Sandro Mamukelashvili. Yeah, I think that's right. He looks like their best signing. He looks dominant in preseason play. At least in two preseason games, he looks dominant. I'm anxious to see more of him. it's weird. I probably won't see him a ton in the regular season, but he might. He might. So it's definitely an exciting roster, an exciting time to be a Bucks fan. This is, I feel like the repeat chances are very strong for them. So yeah, the Bucks better.